亚对亚哈说，我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨。你离开耶和华的话临到以利亚说，你离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁，你要喝那溪里的水，我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。于是以利亚照着耶和华的话去住在约旦河东的基利西旁，乌鸦早晚给他叼饼和肉来，他也喝那溪里的水。过了些日子，溪水就干了，因为雨没有下在地上。耶和华的话临到他说，你起身往西顿的撒勒法去，我已吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你。以利亚就起身往撒勒法去，到了城门，见有一个寡妇在那里捡柴。以利亚呼叫他说，求你用器皿取点水来给我喝。他去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他说，也求你拿点饼来给我。他说，我指着永生耶和华你的神起誓，我没有饼，罐内只有一把面，瓶里只有一点油，我现在找两根柴回家，要为我和我儿子做饼，我们吃了死就死吧。以利亚对他说，不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧，只要先为我做一个小饼拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子做饼，因为耶和华以色列的神如此说，罐内的面必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺，直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子。妇人就照以利亚的话去行，他和他家中的人并以利亚吃了许多日子，罐内的面果不减少，瓶里的油也不缺短，正如耶和华借以利亚所说的话。这是神的话语。
Well, I have the special privilege of introducing you or reintroducing you to Pastor David Hayward Jr., who is bringing our message today.
我们今天帮我们讲到的牧师是David 牧师。
And Pastor David is pastor of Joy Fellowship, which is a church, not just a fellowship, a church that meets in our building on Sunday afternoons.
他是喜乐团契的牧师，喜乐团契不光是一个团契，他也是个教会，他在这里跟我们共享这个大堂。
And it is a church for people of all ability levels.
所以这个团契，这个教会是为所有能力的人。
And I encourage you, if you haven't done so, drop in on them sometime.
所以我鼓励你们来参加这个团契。
Yeah, you will truly get a taste of heaven when you're with them.
所以你真的是可以尝试一下天堂的滋味。
If you don't recognize Pastor David, it might be because he recently shaved off his beard.
如果你不认识David 牧师的话，他最近把胡子给剃了。
I thought for a moment that he had a twin brother or something.
所以我以为他有另外一个孪生兄弟。
But we look forward to hearing what God has put on Pastor David's heart this morning.
所以我们很期待他今天早上为我们讲道。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
God, I thank you for Pastor David and for Joy Fellowship and for the ministry that you have ordained there.
天父，感谢你，你把大卫牧师来带到我们当中。
And I pray that you would continue to lead and give them success, Lord.
所以我们求你继续保守这个事工。
And strengthen each one in following you.
让我们每一个都更加的跟随你。
I pray you would multiply their efforts.
也得求你让我们他的喜乐团契更多的增加。
And Lord, as Pastor David brings us your word this morning, ask that you would bless him.
天父的大卫牧师在今天为我们讲道，也得求你祝福。
Let him know your presence and your leading.
让我们知道你与我们同在。
And we pray that you would speak to us each through your word.
所以求你在对我们每一位都讲话。
And by your spirit.
求你的圣灵。
And through your servant David.
所以经过你的仆人。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. A little background to this story. Israel was in trouble.
这个世界是有患难。
After King Solomon died, his son Rehoboam offended the people.
所罗门王去世以后, 以色列陷入困境。
With his arrogance and apparent indifference to their concerns.
他的儿子罗伯安非常傲慢, 而且对百姓所担忧的事情漠不关心。
10 of the 12 tribes of Israel broke away from Rehoboam to form their own country in opposition to Judah.
所以他的百姓, 对他很不满, 以色列12支派中的10个支派与罗伯安分离, 决定建立一个独立的以色列国。
And Jeroboam, the first king of Israel, built 2 calf idols, golden calves.
耶罗伯安是以色列的第一个王, 他造了2个牛犊偶像。
For the people to worship,
所以让百姓来拜,
telling them, "These are your gods, O Israel."
他对他们说, 这些是你们的神, 以色列,
who brought you out of Egypt.
所以, 他带领你们, 出埃及。
You might remember Aaron, Moses' brother, had built a golden calf in the desert for the people to worship.
所以可能你还记得亚伦在, 旷野造的那个金牛犊。
This was not a good beginning to the country of Israel.
所以这个真的不是一个很好的开始，在建立一个国家的时候。
And the next 6 kings of Israel all followed in Rehoboam's footsteps, Jeroboam's footsteps.
后来, 以色列后来的6个王都跟着他做同样的事情。
All of them were disobedient to the way of the Lord.
他们全部都不顺从神的道路，都从容百姓拜偶像。
And they all encouraged the worship of these gold idols.
所以他们都从容, 百姓去拜这些, 金的牛犊。
Then we have this verse here. You see, verse 30, Ahab, son of Omri, did what was evil in the Lord's sight.
所以我们看到有这一个经节, 我们看到他们做一些非常罪恶的事情。
Even more than any of the kings before him.
就是, 比他先前的王更厉害。
And down at the bottom, he did more to provoke the anger of the Lord.
所以我们看到最后一个经文, 他说他做了, 比其他王更恶的事情。
The God of Israel.
这是, 以色列的王。
Than any of the kings before him.
所以这是, 他以前的王。
This guy Ahab became king.
所以这个, 亚哈他做了王。
And he made a bad marriage.
他有一个非常不好的婚姻。
He married Jezebel.
他娶了一个名叫耶洗别的女子。
Who was a worshiper of Baal.
他是拜巴利的。
And together they promoted Baal worship.
所以他们一起鼓励百姓拜巴利。
Baal was supposed to be the god of weather and fertility, the good crops.
所以巴利是, 雨神和管生育的神。
Ahab was Israel's worst king so far.
所以亚哈是迄今为止以色列最糟糕的王。
And the Lord had had enough.
所以神, 对他们忍无可忍。
And Jezebel began to kill the Lord's prophets.
耶洗别开始杀害耶和华的先知。
When our leaders are disobeying God,
当我们的领袖不顺从神的时候,
and encouraging us to do the same,
也就是鼓励我们做同样的事,
that's trouble.
那就是意味着麻烦。
We need leaders who can be good examples to us.
我们需要一个成为我们好榜样的领袖,
not bad ones.
而不是坏榜样的领袖。
Many of us feel that our country and the countries of the West in general,
我们当中许多人认为我们的国家以及所有西方的国家,
are drifting away from the Christian foundations on which they were founded.
与我们本来的基督教基础越离越远。
We may not be worshiping golden calves.
我们可能不是去, 去拜这个, 金牛犊。
But neither are most of us worshiping the living God anymore.
但是我们也不去敬拜那个, 神。
So the Lord sent Elijah.
所以神差遣以利亚对王说话。
Whose name means the Lord is God.
以利亚的意思就是主是神。
To tell the king, as surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives,
叫以利亚对王说, 我指着所侍奉永生耶和华, 以色列的神启示,
there will be neither rain nor dew for the next few years except at my word.
这几年我若不祷告, 必不降露, 不下雨。
There will be neither rain nor dew for the next few years,
所以在以下几年,
except at my word.
所以在以下几年, 如果我不祷告的话, 必不降露, 也不下雨。
Elijah trusted God.
以利亚信靠了神。
He obeyed God in coming to the king.
他遵从神去王那里说。
And he declared the word of the Lord to Ahab.
他宣告, 神的话。
Elijah brought God's word to the king.
所以, 以利亚把神的话带给这个王。
And it was bad news.
而且这是一个非常坏的消息。
Speaking the truth to power is a scary thing.
所以, 去向王, 讲真实的事情是非常可怕的事情。
But Christians need to stand for truth.
但是我们基督徒一定要去保守真理。
When our leaders or our society is going astray.
当我们的领袖走错路的时候,
Israel depended on the rain to grow their crops.
所以以色列依靠雨来种庄稼。
Without rain, they could not grow their food.
没有雨水，他们就不能种植庄稼。
And then the word of the Lord said to Elijah, go to the east and hide by the Kirith brook. Drink from the brook and eat what the ravens bring you, for I have commanded them to bring you food.
所以, 耶和华的话临到先知以利亚说, 神差遣以利亚到旷野, 让他住在一个山洞里, 喝小溪里的水。 耶和华让一只乌鸦早晚给他送饼和肉吃。
Eat what the ravens bring you, for I have commanded them to bring you food.
所以他对说, 乌鸦要早晚给你送饼和肉, 因为我命令这只乌鸦要供养你。
Elijah did as the Lord told him.
所以, 以利亚听从了神的话。
And he lived in a cave, and he drank from the stream.
所以他, 住在山洞里, 喝溪里的水。
And the Lord sent ravens to bring him bread and meat, morning and evening.
And 耶和华说, 这只乌鸦早晚给你送肉和饼。
Elijah obeyed the word of the Lord.
所以以利亚听从了神的话。
And God looked after him.
And 神看顾他。
But there was no rain.
但是没有雨。
The people began to be hungry.
所以人们会有饥饿。
The king was very upset.
所以那个王非常的担忧。
And when the stream dried up, the word of the Lord came to Elijah again.
所以当, 溪水枯干的时候, 神的话又一次来到以利亚。
Go and live in the village of Zarephath.
他说去, 去一个, 色拉法的村庄。
I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food.
我命令一个寡妇, 向你供养你。
I have commanded a widow, I have instructed a widow in that place to serve you.
所以我有那里会有一个寡妇供养你。
Again, he obeyed the word of the Lord.
他再一次遵从神的话。
And again, the Lord looked after him.
神再一次地看顾他。
And as he came to the town, he met a widow who was gathering sticks.
他进了城，遇见了一个寡妇，正在拾柴，为他。 为他自己和儿子做饭。
To cook one last meal for herself and her son.
这是他和他儿子最后的一顿饭。
All she had left was enough flour and oil to cook one last meal.
所以他所拥有的就是一点面粉和一点油, 就是为他和他儿子做最后的一顿饭。
Elijah asked her for a drink of water.
所以以利亚他要了一杯水。
And as she was going to get it, he also asked her for a piece of bread.
正当他要去拿的时候, 他也, 以利亚向他要了一点面包。
She replied that all she had was enough to make one last meal for herself and her son.
他回答说, 他所拥有的一切是只足以他自己和他儿子的最后的一餐。
She's not sure if this is a good idea, if she can afford to give this guy some of her food.
如果他真的是可以, 给这个人, 可以足以给他, 供给他的时候,
But Elijah said, don't be afraid.
但是以利亚说, 不要担心。
Go ahead and do just what you've said.
就去做, 我所吩咐的。
But make a little bread for me first.
所以首先, 给我做一个面包。
Then use what's left to prepare a meal for yourself and your son.
所剩下的你可以为你和你的儿子做。
For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says.
这就是神啊，以色列的神所说的话。
There will always be flour and oil.
他说啊啊，总是会有面包和油。
Left in your containers.
在你的罐子里总会有。
Until the time when the Lord sends rain.
直到啊神降下雨来。
And the crops begin to grow again.
And the 庄稼会再次的生长。
He declared that the Lord would provide for them if she would show kindness to him.
他宣称啊，主会将提供给你们，如果你对我啊表现出你啊你的仁慈。
And she agreed.
她同意了。
Wow.
Wow.
Seems like an enormous act of trust.
这是不是一个非常大的信任呢？
To take the little bit that she had left and share it with this stranger.
去用他这一点点的去他所拥有的去分享给其他人。
But she trusted.
他相信。
And obeyed God's word.
他相信了，而且服从神的话。
And as she showed kindness and generosity to Elijah.
当他向以利亚表现他的仁慈和他的慷慨的时候。
So God showed kindness and grace to her.
神也向他表现出了仁慈和恩典
As Elijah had promised.
就像以利亚所应许的
Does God ever promise that our lives will be free of trouble if we follow him?
神有没有应许我们说如果我们跟随他是我们生活当中没有麻烦呢
Does he promise that we'll be rich and free of illness if we follow him?
他有没有保证我们会非常富有没有疾病或者悲伤呢
Some people might preach that, but the Bible's clear. God tells us trouble will come. We will face trouble.
但是圣经告诉我很清楚地告诉我们，我们会有患难。
But He will be with us through those troubles.
但是他会与我们同在。
To care for us as a good shepherd cares for his sheep.
他会看顾我们，照顾我们，就像一个好牧人关心他的羊。
Do we trust?
我们信任他吗
This woman showed radical trust.
这个寡妇她表现出一个非常大的信任
With her great generosity.
她非常的慷慨
I fear that we are much more timid.
而我们自己我们会不会有害怕呢
Is that because God is not able to help us?
是不是神他太软弱不可以帮助我们呢
Is he too weak?
他是不是太软弱呢
Pastor Lee chose this as our memory verse, and it's a beautiful one for this situation because it tells us that, and this would be a wonderful benediction for our service today. Now to him who is able.
李牧师选择了这一段经文让我们去记住。
Able to do immeasurably more.
我们相信神可以有大能做很大的事情
immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine
超越我们所想所求的
according to his power that is at work within us
所以根据他的大能他在我们生命里做
to him be glory in the church
给他多给神的荣耀
and in Christ Jesus
在耶稣基督里
throughout all generations forever and ever amen
在我们世世代代
To him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine.
在于神他能所做的是超过我们所想所求的。
Immeasurably more, is he able?
从中足以成就一切。
Not usually through a raven.
但可能不是通过一个乌鸦。
But often through a person, as Elijah met this widow.
但通常是通过一个人，好像这个寡妇一样。
Perhaps a family member or a friend.
或者一个家庭成员或者朋友
or even a stranger,
甚至一个 陌生人
a kind word,
一个亲切的话语
a prayer we may not even know has been prayed,
一个祷告我们或者不知道有人在我们祷告
a pot of soup when we're too sick to cook,
或者有我们就是太生病不能
some cookies and a cup of coffee at the right moment,
或者一杯咖啡或者一个饼干
Cup of cold water.
甚至是一杯冷水
Jesus says, I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to Christ, will certainly not lose his reward.
耶稣说，如果有人因为你们属于基督，就奉我的名给你们一杯水喝，我确实地告诉你们，你绝不会失去他的报偿。
An act of kindness to one of his precious ones.
他真爱的人的慈爱仁慈
is noticed and remembered forever.
他都注意到，他都永远记住这个人的慈爱。
And our difficult times are also noticed and rewarded in God's kingdom.
我们的困难的时刻也在神的国度里被铭记和奖赏。
Second Corinthians. Our light and momentary troubles.Are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
哥林多后书四章十七节，原来我们这暂时轻微的患难，正为我们带来极重无比永恒的荣耀。
So we see in this story not only God's promise to look after us now and forever.
因此，我们看到这里不仅反映了上帝的承诺，照顾我们现在和永远。
But also God's call for us to serve those around us who are facing hard times.
同时，上帝也呼召我们为那些正面临艰难时刻的人服务。
And the mission statement of Trinity has both of those there, doesn't it? The first one is knowing God, knowing His faithfulness.
我们看到我们三一浸信会的使命就是认识神，接触生命，触动生命。
And the second one is touching lives, being available to God to bless our neighbor.
第二个就是我们要触动生命去帮助人。
Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this